Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. I open my eyes to see Jesus. We see them upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again. Open my eyes to see Jesus. We see that upon the truth. And pass me not, O gentle Savior, my humble crown. While on others thou art called, holy Jew, not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Savior, Savior, yeah. My humble crown. While on others thou art called, holy do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, yeah. Oh, Jesus, and my humble cry. And why on others thou art called, holy, you not pass me. And our Lord is a great King. Above all our God, our Lord, our God. Oh yes, He's a great God, a great King. Above all our God, our Lord, our God. Oh yes, He's a great God. Great King above all our God. And God will make our way where there seems to be no way. He walks the way. Oh yes. Strength for each new day, He will make a way. Sing it again loud and clear. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in where we cannot see. Yes. Yes. This song. Strength for each new day. Oh yes, He will make a way. May made impossibility possible. Made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rohi. Hallelujah, made impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved. And as many people as want special breakthroughs here tonight, should raise up their voices like fire and like thunder and say this loud and clear. Every conspiracy in the heavenlies against my life, kata, in the name of Jesus, deal with the conspiracy in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the mighty moving of your power on this mountain. We thank you because once again you are here at this Wednesday meeting to do signs and wonders. We thank you for the lives you are going to change here tonight. We thank you for the destinies that will be repaired. We thank you for visions that shall be made clearer. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Open our understanding this day. Teach us what we should know. And at the end of today's meeting, let men and women who see us declare that we have experienced the glory of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully to tonight's message, which shall be followed by a period of heaven-rendering prayers. Today we're looking at what I call the pursuit of success. Or if you like, power to pursue success. The pursuit of success, or power to pursue success. You can pick any of the topics. It's the same thing. Very quickly, I read from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 30, I read very quickly from verse 1. Are we there? And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices, not in prayer, they wept. Weeping is very good, but it doesn't solve any problem. Until they had no more power to weep. So it was not the gentle sobbing, these tears that some of our sisters shed. It was loud lamentation and bitter crying. They wept until they had no more power to cry. 5. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I pray that you will receive power to encourage yourself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me either the ephod. And Abiathar brought either the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God answered and said, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And that was exactly what David did. He pursued and he recovered. What does it mean to pursue? To pursue is to follow somebody in order to overtake him. You follow somebody in order to overtake that person. What does it mean to pursue? To pursue means to chase. What does it mean to pursue? To pursue means to follow aggressively. To follow aggressively. What does it mean to pursue? To pursue means to aim at with fullest concentration. You aim at that thing with fullest concentration. To pursue means to run after with the intention of overtaking. Now we're talking about pursuing something called success. Now, success is not a stationary thing. Success is a mobile thing. Success does not wait for anyone. Success is like a leaping tiger. And if you must catch the tail of a leaping tiger, and you want to ride on top of that tiger, you must pursue the tiger first and get hold of his tail. I want you to understand this very well. Success will not sit down somewhere and say, come on, fetch me, I am here. You must pursue, overtake. David recovered all that he lost and gained much more because he pursued. Many more breakthroughs will come our way if we decide to pursue them. There are seven things to pursue if you must be successful in life. Seven things you must pursue if you want to be successful in life. The first thing you must pursue vigorously and aggressively if you must succeed in life is to pursue your purpose. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your purpose. What is purpose? Your purpose is your conviction of direction. Conviction of your direction. This is where I want to go. Your purpose is your original intention for being there. That's what you call purpose. The original intention of your being placed where you are. Beloved, it's very important that you understand what we're saying tonight. Because if you don't know your purpose in a particular situation, you will misbehave or abuse your reason for existence. When God created you, he had an original intention about your life. Problem comes when you are not fulfilling the original intention of the Almighty. The truth about life is this, beloved. You are only as strong as your purpose. And the commonest form of stupidity anybody can engage in this world is to be in a situation and you forget your purpose there. So it's not how busy you are that matters. But the question is, why are you busy? A mosquito is a busy insect. A bee is a busy insect. But people are praising the bee now because they get honey from it. But anywhere you see mosquito is dead, you want to kill it. But both of them are noisemakers and they are very busy. So it doesn't matter how busy you are, but why are you busy? It's important for you to learn before you die what you are running from and what you are running to and why you are running to it. If you don't know those things, it is very, very sad. Pursue your purpose. That's the first thing. If you want to be successful in life, too many people underestimate themselves. Many don't have faith in God at all. Many lack complete confidence in their ability to perform. If you have a purpose, then you will have a personality. When you see somebody without any purpose, he has no personality. As you are sitting down there listening to me today, according to Deuteronomy 28:13, you are supposed to be the head and not the tail. So one way or the other, you are the leader of someone. Moses stuck to his purpose. He said, for this purpose have I raised you up. Lead my people out of bondage. He stuck to that purpose. You must make up your mind, especially as the end times are coming to a close, that you will pursue your purpose. A man with no purpose has no power. A man with a purpose never commits suicide. You see somebody saying, I will kill myself, I want to die. It's because It has no purpose. You must plan your work and work your plan. Because men who fail never plan. Men who plan with a purpose and apply themselves to it don't fail. Make up your mind, beloved, that you will lay hold on that Bible promise that says nothing shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You have more abilities than you think. Pray yourself into position so that you can measure up to the possibility of that your capacity. Realize the power and what God has invested into your life. We know through study that an average man uses only 10% of what God has deposited into his life. Most people are eating their daily bread with just 10% of their mental capacity. But you will have to give an account of the other 90% that wants to lie buried inside. So you have to understand what you are doing. Pursue your purpose. While we were in the secondary school, we used to have a reading room where somewhere close to our street in those days, where all of us who are very serious, we go together to read. There used to be one slender sister that comes to that reading room. Very, very slender. Sometimes you wonder whether she's the one walking or is the wind blowing her. But anytime she sat down in that reading room, the first thing she would say, I will be one of the female doctors in this country, and I will be a very good one. She will say that and then start, sit down, begin to read. This girl read so much, we nickname her Stone and Cousin. There is a biology book called Stone and Cousin. So we used to call her Stone and Cousin. Where were we calling her Stone and Cousin? She knows the book inside out. Our syllabus does not cover the book is larger than our syllabus. She has marked every sentence. She knows the book. Very, very bright. And very soon, she landed in the medical school. Her proper name used to be Amakri. One day as she was doing a final exam for medicine, one invigilator that was moving about checking the students stood behind her and saw what she was writing. It was as if she was photocopying the textbook down onto the answer sheet. But the man was puzzled. The man said, hey, from which paper are you copying this thing? She didn't answer. Just continue writing. Say, hey, I will search you. The man searched everywhere, no paper to be found. And he said, you must be cheating one way or the other. At that level, the sister faced the invigilator and said, Mr. Man, Amakri does not lie. Amakri does not cheat. Amakri does not fail. The man said, what are you saying? They now took a paper, they tore it to pieces. Now took her to a room after searching her thoroughly and gave her fresh answer sheets. Amakri sat down, started again. By the time she finished, she even got more mark than what she should have got. So she had been pursuing this thing since we knew her. Amakri does not lie. Amakri does not cheat. Amakri does not fail. She told them because she had a purpose and she was pursuing the purpose. A lot of people learn in the university. It's not everybody who will go to university. It lands in the university. When a person lands in a place like that, question number one to ask yourself, what is my purpose here? To identify the purpose. The purpose is to move my life forward by getting a degree. Are you here to look for girlfriends? No. Are you here to play? No. Are you here to mess around? No. Are you here to do business? No. Then what should you do in a place like this? Focus. But when people don't pursue that purpose, they go to university and go in vain. I'd like to share this with you again. Many of you will have heard me sharing it many times, but let me share it again tonight. I attended this University of Lagos. I came from a very poor home. So poor that my first school fees to that university, which was 60 naira, was borrowed. I'm still grateful to that fellow who gave my daddy that money. That's how I got in. I saw poverty in our family, no doubt. And it was so bad that I made up my mind that I don't want to be a part of this one. But I was not born again, and I didn't know enough of the Bible to know how to escape. And I was looking for a clue. How can I escape from poverty? One day, one Indian teacher in our school gave me a clue. He was teaching something else, he just veered off. He said, if you want to escape poverty, read your book. So, oh, what did you say, sir? So I say, if you want to escape poverty, read your book. So, is it reading a book that will remove poverty? Beloved, I read like a madman. I read like no man's business. A particular year, I read from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. every day. I'm sure if I read like that in the university, they probably will not release my result. I read until people know that book read them. In those days, boys used to go to inter-house sports. Not the son of Olukoya. I'm not interested. We had boys in school who had chains of girlfriends. I don't even understand the spelling. Just focused. Read. And by the time my result came out, it showed that I read. It was a distinction that time. And I got to this university on borrowed money. But I noticed, at any time I sat in class, there is this very beautiful lady who will always locate me and sit by my side. Amen. Anywhere I was, she would locate me. At that time I was a small boy, she must be around 10 years older than me. But she was very beautiful, she sat by my side. I knew what brought me there. I was not there to look for girlfriends. I was there to move forward and to stop poverty. And so I focused on what I was doing. I couldn't be bothered who was sitting by my side. Then one day this lady came and said, Daniel, because that's my first name. She said, I've composed a song for you. Shall I sing it? I said, yes. And she sang, Danike, Danny boy. I love you. Amen. So do you find that song? Don't you find that song very melodious? I said, to be quite honest with you, this is the worst song I've ever had in my life. She was very angry. She looked at me and said, you this SU boy, why don't you enjoy yourself? Book, 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 book. All work but no play. Make Jack's a dull boy. And she ran away from me. That was many, many years ago, 1976. 3 years ago, I was in my counseling room here, and a big madam came for counseling. I looked at her face. I recognized her straight away, but she didn't know me again. And I said, madam, how are you? I said, fine. Do you know me? I said, no, no, I've never met you before. In fact, it is a privilege to be sitting before you here. I said, you don't know me? Look at my face very well. You don't know me? I said, I don't know you, sir. It's okay. I will remind you now. Danike, Danny boy. I don't understand why you are laughing. It's not a laughing matter. Oh, is it you? You? That boy, Daniel, is it you? I said, yes. So if I listen to your music that day, I will not be here today to help you now. Purpose. So if you don't focus, you lose your bearing in the marketplace of life. Lose your bearing completely. I want to say something else again. This one is very sad. When I was a bachelor, there used to be one bachelor again living close to me. I never could understand the kind of demon on top of that young man. Because as one girl is coming out, another one is going in. How he copes, I don't understand. But one day there was a girl, they call her Tekobo. The daddy of Tekobo was very strict. So strict that if he sent his children messages, he would check his wristwatch. And if he come home too late, he will remove your underwears to check it. He's very strict. They sent Tekobo to go and buy beans by our compound. Tekobo did not go to the beans place. She dropped the plate somewhere and went inside to this fornicator man. No one knew what went wrong. We were hearing shouting inside. Bitter crying from Tekobo. Hey, take it out, remove it, remove it, take it out, remove it, remove it. Nobody knows what's wrong. not knowing that this condom thing they were using, no one knew what happened. It snapped into two, and half of it went right inside her womb and refused to come out. She started crying. The man too was confused. He now jumped out. One area boy who was smoking Indian hemp close by. I said, problem, problem. I said, what's the problem? He explained to that one. That one got inside. Omo buruku. Ewa. Nani kowara mbi. Omo buruku. So you were asked to come and buy beans. What did you come and do here? It was that area boy that now did some funny operation and took it out. That was many, many years ago. Last year when I was in London, I met the lady again. That one did take over. By the time I met her now, on that particular womb, she had done 5 surgical operations. The reason she now came to Mountain of Fire and Miracle Meeting was that they said they were going to take it out completely. And she doesn't even have a husband. Purpose. Go and buy beans. Buy the beans and go back home. That's why they say some of these words of our elders, although they don't read as much Bible as we read, but you can see biblical wisdom in some of the things they say. They say you cannot eat your cake and have it. You can't put the meat of elephant on your head. Then you are using your feet to search for rats. They say if you chase 2 rats, you won't catch any. And they say the person they have come to watch does not become a spectator. Let me ask you one question. What is your purpose for coming to this church? Is it to gossip? Is it to waste your time? Is it to do business? Like the only reason some people are coming to Mountain of Fire now is to tell Sobo and Kunu, nothing else. Is it to have bad friends or is it to make heaven? If you do not pursue that purpose, you will fail God. You will fail God. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your purpose. A big man was, very big man in this country, was admitted to a hospital for high blood pressure. But immediately it's getting to around 12 midnight. This beautiful woman dressed in nursing apparel will come inside his room. He said, my name is Matron Angelina. And every night this woman used to go there. Very, very soon the big man began to commit immorality with the lady nurse. Then they discharged him from that hospital. On the day of his discharge, he asked the doctor, I want to say bye-bye to Matron Angelina. Doctor said there is nobody with that name here. Yes, she comes here every night to look after me. I said there is nobody like that here. Doctor said, describe her. He described, said, but our Matron is not like that. When they brought the Matron was direct opposite of the Angelina. This was the beginning of the swelling of the tummy stomach of that man. The prayer warriors prayed without any success. It had been buried 3 years ago. Purpose. Pursue your purpose. That place where you are, what is your purpose for being there? You say you are a pastor. What is your purpose? You say, I'm a bricklayer. Your purpose. You are here. What's your purpose? God has been calling you. Now you have heeded his call. But what's the purpose? Are you as busy as mosquito and the bee? But why are you busy? Until you identify this one, the person is playing the school of failure. So, beloved, what is the first thing to pursue if you want to succeed? What do you call it? Can you say it loud and clear? Purpose. What is the second thing you pursue? Pursue your goal. You need to know where you are going. If you don't know where you are going, you are lost. Great men achieve their goals because they could identify it and they pursued it. If you want to shoot at a target, the first thing to do is to identify the target. You identify what you want to shoot. Then you solve problem number one. Meaning that you must decide what you want to achieve and you must persistently pursue that goal. You must keep searching for that which is your goal and keep pursuing it regardless of all disappointments. You will knock and keep knocking until the door will be open. If nobody wants to encourage you, encourage yourself. And regardless of how many times you fail, pursue it. Keep going. Unfortunately, too many Christians stop before they even start. Without a goal, your life becomes dull and aimless. Life becomes completely unsatisfactory if there are no problems to solve, no goals to achieve, You are just there. So they put you somewhere. You manage this place. What is your goal for where they put you? What do you want to achieve there? What is your plan for the place? So you must picture yourself in the spirit. Picture yourself as the kind of person you want to become. You must learn to say no to temptations that will prevent you from pursuing your goal. The goal of Jesus was to die on the cross for the redemption of mankind. The devil now came. No, bow down, worship me. Do this. I give you the whole world. Convert stones to bread. Who was trying to divert him? Divert him from that goal. You must say no to laziness. You must say no to that part of you that wants to be at ease in Zion. You must discipline yourself and have a definite thing in mind, because you are pursuing a goal. Paul said, this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind, I press forward. Don't scatter your efforts like many people do, but have a goal and pursue it. Don't tear yourself apart. Chase one rabbit at a time and catch it. So the second thing you should pursue if you must be successful is your goal. I want you to understand, money is not success. Now, you could have money and you'll be a downright failure. Having a loaded account is not success, because you could have all those money and you are completely useless when you come to the field of spiritual warfare. You must understand that one very well. Number one, you pursue your purpose. That group where you are, what is your purpose? You must pursue your goal. That's number two. Number three is this. You must pursue good imagination. Good imagination. Look at the book of Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 8. You must pursue good imagination. It says, finally, brethren, Philippians 4, 8. Whatsoever things are, number one, true. Number two, whatsoever things are honest. Number three, whatsoever things are just. Number four, whatsoever things are pure. Number five, whatsoever things are lovely. Number six, whatsoever things are of good report. Number seven, if there be any virtue. Number eight, if there be any praise. Think on these eight things. That is, anything contrary to these eight things listed here will end up defeating your destiny in the market square of life. The power of the human mind is awesome. Your mind may scale impossible heights, even while sitting in your sitting room. Your mind may reach out to solutions to problems that other people's mind cannot solve. Your mind can screen information to bring the best results. Your mind has the ability to concentrate, ability to observe, ability to recollect, ability to reason, ability to judge, ability to associate, and ability to create new solutions. That has the power God has given to the human mind. We act or fail to act because of imagination. That's why the Bible says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination. If imagination is not powerful or strong, God will not say we need to cast it down. God will not say we need to cast down the wrong ones. If it were not for imagination, man would be no more than a primitive animal. Everything you see around us now, first of all, existed in the imagination of somebody. Whether it's a bench, auditorium, any vehicle you see outside, it's first of all existed inside the mind of somebody. It was when it was brought from the level of imagination to the level of thought, now becomes action, now that you have seen it. So what you have seen around was first of all a pregnancy in the mind of somebody. It is that imagination that sponsors action. So good imagination will keep you in the step towards attaining your destiny. Good imagination too will keep you from being contented and from accepting where you are as your final bus stop. The more you put your godly imagination to work, the more you bring forth new things, the more you can draw from treasures both old and new. That's why it's amazing that 90% of our brain is not used, and yet we're able to achieve what we're achieving now. If we now put the full thing to use, life will be a lot better than this. Your imagination can become a gold mine. You are on top of tons of wealth, but you don't know it. When you allow the Spirit of God to incubate your mind, and your mind reaches out to do some sanctified thinking, then that inspiration of the Almighty will give you wisdom and knowledge. God gave you that brain to use for Him. You have to develop that godly imagination. Unfortunately, most of us are experts at imagining bad things. Sometimes when you are praying for somebody, prayer. You are going for prayer. The last person they pray for died. So immediately the mind of the person is beginning to imagine a coffin. That's the power of imagination. So when the Bible says, think on these things, think on these things, it means that you can determine what you think about. Think on these things. Don't allow your mind to go to somewhere else. Force yourself to concentrate. Make yourself meditate on these things. Keep on until this thing that you have incubated in your spirit begins to hatch. So to improve your life, beloved, you by the hammer of faith will have to imagine yourself in other man's shoes. You don't see yourself as you are now. See yourself in a different mood. And the more you walk and talk and act towards that positive position you imagine yourself in, the further you will be away from the negative. Many of us get defeated very early in the morning on our bed. Immediately the person wakes up, the devil will say, good morning. You have woken up again. Yesterday you went to Yaba market. How much did you sell? Nothing. You have woken up again today. You are going to the same place. You are a poor person. See your life? Continue. You better die. It's better to die. And the enemy will give the person lectures. You listen to him. You are listening to a negative imagination. That's why worry is imagination in reverse. That's why worry is a negative way of thinking. Worry never solves any problem. And worry is committing slow suicide. When you now dominate your life with doubt, you're on your way to failure. And worry can make a person kill himself completely. Fear too will ruin a person's future. Fear contaminates the mind. So number one thing you should pursue, purpose. Number two things, goal. Number three things, good imagination. And the fourth thing you should pursue is pursue persistence. Persistence. Persistence and prayer produces peace. Never give up as long as you know that you are right. Each time you are knocked down, stand up again. All successful people have to battle one adversity or the other. You must never surrender to discouragement. Pursue your purpose with persistency. Talent and education will not take the place of persistence. Persistent persons pursue their goal and purpose with violence. Luke 18 tells us a story. Now this widow used to go to the judge, avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me of my adversary. Well, the judge did not want to take action. But due to the persistent nature of the harassment, she pestered the judge into action. Many of us give up too soon, and we shouldn't be giving up this easily. The fifth thing you should pursue, you should pursue a high desire. Pursue a high desire. You must have a burning desire to succeed, a burning desire to move forward. Give yourself a regular internal checkup to see whether there is something inside of you that is burning and pushing you forward. There was fire in the bone of Jeremiah. That fire pushed him forward. It propelled him. Check, is there any burning desire within you now that is driving you forward the way an engine pushes a plane forward? Check, is there any burning desire there? You must have that internal fire pushing you forward. There's no point in relaxing to laziness and begin to sing, this world is not my home, I am just passing through. When it was your home, what did you do? Now you say it's not your home, but you are there now, what did you achieve? So don't just have wishes, you're just wishing this, wishing that. There must be a desire inside.
Pray that God should kindle within you a desire that burns like a flaming fire. The apostles told those men, don't preach about this man again. Don't bring this man's blood upon us. I said, Oga, come. See ye to it. Whether it is right in your eyes for us to keep quiet. Say, we must not but speak of what we have seen and heard. So what they were, say, there is nothing we can do. We have to continue. You need that internal concentration. You need that self-discipline. We, the members of this church, must get to a level that wherever we are, they must know us, our discipline, our straightforwardness, our hard work. There was a body of Christians in England in those days called the Quakers. They call them the Quakers. Many people don't like the Quakers because they believe that their messages were too strong. But when there is, on market days, when Quakers bring their own material for sale, everybody will queue up before them. They know that they won't cheat you. They'll give you value for your money. They should note us for that one. Concentration, self-discipline, divinely inspired imagination, personal initiative, self-reliance. Self-reliance. Don't make yourself experts at begging. Create a situation where God too will do something wonderful with your life. That burning desire within you can move you into unexplored territories. What people have not done before, you go and start doing it. I want you to understand this very well. Pursue that burning desire. There used to be a time when it was a very big business for people to shave their beard. There is one fellow called Gillett. Gillett said, it is my desire to make it possible for any person in the world to do their own shaving. And he has achieved it. Anywhere you go, it's fine. Bill Gillett shaving this, shaving that, shaving this all over the place. He has achieved it. Gillett is the name of a person. What is the sixth thing you should pursue? You should pursue motivation. Motivation. That is, don't sit down and just daydream. Set out to achieve something. Do not allow yourself to be stale or stagnant. Do not be a pastor who just reads the Bible because he wants to go and preach, but he doesn't read it for himself. Refuse to allow laziness into your mind. Have a strong constitution. Discipline yourself. Be motivated in what you are doing. Be a person of action. I know a white man, an old friend of mine who used to preach opposite messages in those days. Many people don't like him. If you say, why worry when you can pray? He won't preach his own like that. He will say, why pray when you can worry? He was the one that preached a message. He said, a good recipe for being miserable. Good recipe for being miserable. And I began to count them. Number one, you develop self-pity. Develop self-sympathy. Be moved by public opinion. So always think and talk about your failure. Listen attentively to what everybody is saying about you. Swell up and fight when you are maltreated. When people don't appreciate you, demand appreciation. Be an expert at envying others. Always take criticism very harshly. Always be discouraged. A good recipe for being miserable. Encourage yourself in the Lord and be motivated in what you are doing. The last but not the least thing that you should pursue, you must pursue your planning. Your planning. Pursue your planning. Brother, what is your plan in the next 2 years? Sister, what is your plan in the next 1 year? How can you be floating around and say, well, I will continue to float around until I get somebody who will marry me. I won't do anything. I'm just waiting for somebody to marry me off. No, pursue your planning. Knowledge is only powerful when it is put into action. And direction and determination will determine your destiny. You must make big plans. Set your aim high. Hook the wagon of your life to a star. Don't hook it to a chicken playing below. You must have a definite plan and you must pursue that plan with aggression. I want you to understand this very well. Nobody knows how to swim until they get inside water. God will feed the birds, no doubt. But the birds have to go after the food. Blind Bartimaeus pursued. The woman with the issue of blood focused and pursued. Daniel and the Hebrew boys, they pursued. Caleb and Joshua, they pursued. I want you to know this evening that until you shake yourself loose and you pursue success, the success does not run after anybody. I want you to understand that one. So if you make up your mind tonight that I must succeed, then whatever power is putting the hammer of Saul on your life to slow you down, you need to deal with those powers tonight. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. Tonight is not a night to joke. It's a night for destiny-changing prayers. Destiny-changing prayers. The last so many of us are suffering from lack of direction. Many have gone to the wrong school, they've studied the wrong things. Many have learned trade in the wrong business. Many don't have any plan for their lives. Many people have been writing prayer points on Palm or St. John's for years, but they never write there their goals that they want the Lord to help them achieve. Many have a better picture of their lives in the dream, but the dream never comes to reality. Many have already married deficits, and that deficit is affecting their destiny. So today is a day to decide that, oh Lord, if I have already missed my way, I'm already doing the wrong things, send me back to my original path. It's a prayer to pray with anger. Many of us are not happy with our situations, but we are not mad with it yet. When you run mad with it, and you become persistent, and you become the kind of person who is dissatisfied, your dissatisfaction will produce aggression, and it will make progress to come. Get yourself ready. If you are here this evening, you are not born again, you have not given your life to Jesus, please do so very quickly now, before we start these destiny-changing prayers. Just raise up your right hand where you are. I want to surrender my life to Jesus tonight. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Think very well, beloved. So you are running a poultry. Who asked you to run a poultry? You are running a clinic. You are opening shops and restaurants. But who asked you to open those things? Do you know whether it's in the textbook of your destiny? Or you are just fulfilling the agenda of the enemy that wants to kill you with heart attack one day? And so you are playing American lottery. Who asked you to play it? Did God tell you that's the place to go? So these are the issues, beloved, which we need to seriously address. So you're a pastor. Maybe you need to resign. Perhaps you're not even supposed to be there in the first place. These are serious issues having to do with destinies. The first prayer I want you to cry to heavens for, and I want you to really cry from the bottom of your heart. If you cry like blind Bartimaeus, the Lord has power for reverse, for fast forward, and to do great and marvelous things. You will now open your mouth like thunder and like fire. Every negative power, stagnating my life. Can I hear you saying that with only anger? Can you shout it at the top of your voice? Jesus, I refuse to be stagnant. In the name of Jesus, Masepala kaya boshente rabokolaba. Open that mouth, beloved. Bosete ali katenda ya boshanta. Rialabo bosete ali kaya. Moshente yeboko sente yebo shente yaba. Mokatara bo sempola boko yabo. Deri rakatara bo. Bo sente yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, I told you what will happen. Say this after me loud and clear. Say it with holy madness in your heart. Second hand destiny. Go! My original destiny. In the name of Jesus. Second hand destiny. Go, 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 go. My original destiny. Come, come. Pata Sachi Kayabo Shente. Aha! The second hand one must go. The original must come. It 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 must come. Say it. Riboko ponde sete yabo shente yabo kolaba. Aha. 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 Second hand destiny. Go. My original destiny. Come, 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 come. Yes, masete kaya bo shente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. You will see the good that these prayers are doing. You will see the good that these prayers are doing. Aha, aha. If I've missed my road. Oh God, arise! Collect me by fire. In the name of Jesus. If I've missed my road. Oh God, arise! Collect me by fire. Collect me by fire. Collect me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Collect me by fire. Collect me by fire. If I've missed my road, collect me by fire. Masete yabo shente rabakayaba. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. That songwriter says, by whom shall Jacob arise? For his enemies are many, his friends are few, and his few friends are not united. Say, by whom shall Jacob arise? I hear his enemies say. Say, I see joy in their faces. They say, it's finished for him. That is, the enemies of Jacob were already rejoicing. And it's finished for him. Every power rejoicing at my problem. In the name of Jesus. It is better to pray now. Yes. 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 Continue. 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 Yes, if my problem is causing you joy, let our power be destroyed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Of meaningless life. Can you say that with anger? Damn! In the name of Jesus, the power of meaningless life. Deal with that power. Deal with that power. Deal with that power. Deal with that power. Deal with it. Boshechera bokoponde kaya boraba. The power, Satan, the Kayabo Shanta. Aha.
In Jesus' name we pray. Now this one, I want you to pray it so that the voice. Every power put in the armor of Saul on my David. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life tonight. Thank Him from the bottom of your heart. What a mighty God we serve. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let there be glory and honor and praise. Glory and honor to Jesus. Let there be glory. Let there be honor. Glory and honor to you. Let there be glory. Let there be glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to Jesus. Let there be glory. Let there be glory and honor to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.